The walls of the Juno Douglas City Museum were covered in canvases splattered with brightly colored paint on Friday night. It was a stark contrast from the dark gray city outside. These vibrant pieces were created by local artist Avery Skaggs.
All of his art is done by hand, and so it's kind of like a really abstract finger painting process.
That's Avery's sister, Leah Skaggs. The exhibit is called Home, Disability, and Creativity in a Pandemic Lockdown. Avery did not attend his opening reception due to COVID-19 concerns. He's 34 years old, in a wheelchair, and he's nonverbal. But Leah says he communicates in other ways, like through facial expressions, noises, and his art.
He's very expressive when he paints. It's like you can tell that he's enjoying the process. And yeah, I think a lot of the paintings just kind of show that expression because you can see that there's a lot of movement involved in creating these things.
Josh Smith is Avery's case manager at Tides. The company provides home and community-based services to people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
His hand movements are limited in terms of fine motor capacity. For example, he doesn't have the ability to pick up an object and maintain a grasp of it. He can pick up an object briefly and move it away from him.
Smith says Avery gets some help with setting up his workspace, but the pieces he creates are 100% his own work.
When it comes down to the strokes that you see on any given piece, that's all Avery. And it's a sensory experience for him. You know, he enjoys the feeling of the paint on his fingers. He enjoys the sensations of manipulating the paint across a surface or a canvas.
All of the paintings displayed in the exhibit were created during the pandemic when, much like the rest of the world, Avery's routine was interrupted.
His way of producing his artwork drastically changed.
Smith says for at least a decade, Avery spent 4 days a week at a community art space downtown. But when businesses across the world closed their doors, so did the art studio.
His staff at Tides had to problem solve how Avery was going to still be able to engage in his passion.
There were a few hiccups for Avery's caretakers as they took on an aspect of his care that they weren't used to. But Smith says eventually they found their groove.
And he has created a absolutely beautiful body of work during this time, which is specifically in my mind characteristic of his adaptability. And I think the pieces speak to the dramatic changes that have occurred.
Avery's paintings will be displayed at the Juno Douglas City Museum through January 28th, and all of them are for sale. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.